At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
All right, and I believe I'm a very good music selector. Got people shaking their bodies in the studio. I believe it's happening so in your homes, your offices, your workplaces, wherever that you are streaming us live from. Yep, you're welcome to the Africa Daily Show. And we are streaming on AfricaGlobalRadio.com. This is a Monday to Friday show at 1 p.m. every now and then. So, yep, get time, make time to listen. You can also visit our social media spaces, Facebook, Africa Global Radio, Twitter, Instagram, AF Global Radio, is it? And then you get on to YouTube, it is Africa Global Radio. Multiple videos, multiple contents, you know, ranging from what? Life matters, you know, cultural matters, a bit of, you know, societal issues, definitely one of those that we tackle here on our network. In the meantime, today we get into having a conversation surrounding something that is more of a dilemma in our various workplaces, basically. So we're talking about, you know, office romance. Some would call it bad romance. I don't know why bad romance fits in or as a replacement for office romance. But then again, it happens to be like an everyday or every now and then thing that actually, you know, happens in our various workspaces. And recently, there was a conversation on Twitter, you know, affecting a certain gentleman from a certain, financial institution involving another lady that, you know, they were involved in the office romance, and they, I don't know if it was actually a contractual thing that was pen on the paper, you know, eventually. But then again, it led to the girl suing the man, the individual involved with her sexually, and then suing the institution that they both worked for. Well, he is no longer a worker there. He has been fired, definitely daunting the image of the institution. And she is no longer a worker there, obviously, if such an incident, you know, is out there to the general public. So it has actually sparked a whole lot of controversy surrounding office romance. And there's that question, who started it? You know, how do you deal with it? All of these right here we're going to be looking at on the show. And of course, my colleagues are here. Some would term it as the sweetest taboo. I don't know why, but I'll find out more about that with my colleague, Confis. We've got some voices also that we will be airing to hear what they have to say concerning this particular matter. Before I bring in my colleagues, let me just have two clips and then get to hear what do they think or what they have to say. What is their two cents concerning this matter? Stay with us.
Okay, so I don't think I'll go as far to say that I don't support it, because in some cases people actually do make it work and it can turn into something beautiful. But then on the contrary, in most cases I think it's quite unprofessional, because sometimes it can be very distracting to what you're actually in the office to do. And imagine having some deadline or some very important work to do, and then your office girlfriend wants some attention and then needs some time with you, and obviously it can distract you from what you have to do. And then also, if in a case there is a breakup, it can get messy, because now there's your workspace becomes quite toxic for both of you, and I don't think that's a very good thing to have in a working environment. But Charlie, if you're able to make it work, then all the best.
All right, so I've been trying to do this thing and people keep barging in. Let me do quickly. All right, so my opinion on office romance is that as long as office doesn't frown upon it. I think it's fine. On one condition, that it doesn't affect work, which in most cases is almost impossible. And so probably why most companies do not allow it, because sometimes, or in most cases, it does affect work. But if you are able to do it and it doesn't affect work, everybody's efficiency is normal. Everybody's at work, the moods are not crazy on some days and happy on some days. I don't see what the problem is though. Yeah, but I think that even if you allow it, most companies should have certain things to keep things in check. I mean, you can't do naughty stuff at work, and you know, you can't go out lunch together and stay out, you know. You have to have a few rules to keep people on in check, but I don't think that it's the worst thing altogether. Yeah. Alright.
Charlie, what it happened? You are tuned to Africa Global Radio. My name is Manifest from Accra, Ghana. Bless up.
Okay, you heard some clips from a cross-section of the general public. I still have more that I'm going to be airing. In the meantime, I bring in my colleagues. Hafiz, Gunu and Miley are here to help me dissect the matter. Hafiz.
Yeah.
Welcome again.
Yeah, thank you.
Office romance, some would say the sweetest taboo. I don't know why it's termed as the sweetest taboo.
Well, it's sweet, and it's even though it's a taboo.
Is it? Oh, have you tasted it before?
Have you?
I'm asking
this
you
track,
a question.
This track, wait. You're
throwing me back the question. Which one is this guy?
Oh, it's after this hit by, it's a classic actually, by Shadi, Sweetest Taboo.
Yeah, Sade, yeah, Sade. Sure. Sweetest taboo.
Exactly.
Sure. All right, doesn't matter.
That's
anyway, so, I mean, it's just back and forth and back and forth. Even before this whole issue came about with the gentleman from the financial set institution and then the lady, there has been, you know, consistent conversation surrounding this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, fraternizing at work, it's one that is a headache for most companies. Even though it's frowned upon, it's still very much a headache. And for those that work in HR especially, the human resource departments, or anybody that has been around human resource, he'll tell you that is an HR nightmare to handle the issue of office romance. Because the thing is, it's one of those behaviors or human behaviors that spans centuries, if not ages. I mean, it's as old as time. So it's one of those things you just can't simply handle.
Yes.
Thing about it is that, I mean, it's a situation that could end in one of two ways.
Mm.
Okay, it could either end with a fairy tale or it could either end in a scandal.
Mm.
So that is how dicey the situation is. And talking about fairy tales, I mean, the closest example I can think of is the Obamas. Michelle and Barack met in a law firm, I think, when they were in their 20s in Chicago.
Right.
That's where it started. I mean,
so they were colleagues,
yes,
co-workers.
So clearly, they have their happy ending because, I mean, he went on to become the most powerful man in the world and blah, blah, blah. And you know the story.
Right.
So that's the fairy tale bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it all started in a small law firm in Chicago.
Mm. I mean, we can even think about the former president of Ghana, Nordina Mahama, and Nordina. His Excellency. I mean, there was like they met in school at Ghana School. In the northern
region. So, not exactly work environment, but school, basically.
Yeah, I mean, they were both staffs, teachers. So
teachers.
Yes.
Right. So, I'm not familiar with their story, but you get it. That's the fairy tale bits of it actually playing out.
Right.
So,
right.
For some, I mean, the best fairy tale story they could actually get from such an encounter is probably marriage.
Right.
For some, it goes bigger than that. Now, when it comes to a scandal, on the other hand, that is where it gets dicey. Because the thing is, when a scandal starts or erupts, it not only consumes just you, but it could potentially ruin everything in the organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
And for most companies, image is everything.
True that.
So it could not. The thing is, you'll be lucky if it actually consumes just you. Because the thing, like I said in the beginning, it creates this whole mess that even for HR, they try to, handle it in the best way they can. So it brings up, for example, issues of harassment here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the harassment comes when there's an issue of power dynamics.
Okay.
Where there's a superior and a subordinate.
Subordinate, okay.
Okay, right. So imagine the CEO dating, say, the NSS personnel.
Yeah.
Or the fresh graduates. So there's that bit. I mean, was one forced into it? Mm-hmm. I mean, was she bullied or was he bullied into, mm-hmm. you know, the relationship? Mm-hmm. How does it work? Okay. And I mean, should the love turn sour and one or the subordinate decides to say that, okay, to toe the path of harassment,
yeah,
then you have a full-blown issue on your hands.
Yep, yep.
So that is where the power dynamics thing is an issue for those that decide to venture into that touchy territory of office romance.
Right.
There's also the little issue of, how do I put it? There's that issue of not just harassment, but the little tendency to have conflicts of interest.
Mm.
So, for instance, if you were the boss and you were supposed to hand out punishments to your subordinates,
and one of the culprits
is someone you are seeing.
One comedian would say a concubine.
Now, the thing is, now, even in analyzing the case, it could be that the one you are seeing was actually in the right and maybe deserved to be punished less so than the other.
Right.
But since you guys are hooking up, quote unquote, someone's going to say, okay, so I'm getting punished more because you two are hooking up. You two are doing one thing or the other. So it brings this whole issue of conflict of interest. Sometimes you're dragging your feet.
Right.
I mean, if I should punish her.
You're in dilemma, basically, on what's how going to take happen, the decision, yeah.
What's going to happen to our relationship? So it creates this whole problem that people don't really know exactly how to handle.
Mm.
Now, the thing is, how does all this attraction thing start? Now, going by psychologists, they will tell you that attraction starts in two ways.
Okay.
Two things needs to happen or needs to be present before you get attracted to someone.
Mm.
One is familiarity. The other is similarity.
Right.
Yes. Now, the thing about familiarity in the workplace. Now, when you work on a project, the key component for attraction to happen in terms of familiarity is that, I mean, when you work together on an office project, let's say you are paired with Elsie to work on a project, you spend so much time together after hours, you bend the midnight candle, you bond over your toxic boss. Before you know it, you start making inside jokes.
Right.
I mean, you have this whole thing about just the two of you, and it moves from just inside jokes to ripping off clothes.
Right.
Okay. So it starts in ways sometimes you didn't even plan.
Yeah.
You see. So that's the familiarity bit. And for psychologists, they have a technical term for it. They call it the mere exposure effect.
Okay.
Where they tell you that when you repeatedly see something or you are with someone repeatedly, attraction starts to build.
You don't see certain things to be official. You see it to be a normal
when you are
engagement.
Talking to them,
like
I said, you are working on a research project. Maybe just two that you and Elsie were put together, maybe aside the team, to work on.
Right.
You spend so much time together. Mm. You are talking. You get to know the Elsie behind the professional Elsie.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you get me. Mm. Then you start sharing bits and pieces of yourself. Mm. Emotions are bound to, you know, cause sparks to fly.
Mm.
Then before you know it, you are in something that you probably didn't...
African plan. Mango call and body don't be firewood now. What do you need to talk about?
Yes. Another thing is similarity. Maybe your careers. Maybe from back in the day, you must have had the same teacher. Maybe when you're interacting, realize you had the same teacher. Yeah. You have the same career plan.
Went to the same school, maybe.
Exactly. So before you know it, and we are mostly attracted to our similars.
That is
the thinking of psychologists when it comes to human interactions. Mm. So with all of these things combined, chances are you're going to start something you didn't even set out or plan to start with.
Yeah.
So that is the, you know, one...
Bits and pieces of
the dicey intricacies of, you know, office romance. Anyway. Mm. I'll stop just saying that.
Okay, we're still here talking office romance. some would call it the forbidden romance. I don't know why forbidden, but then because as Hafid says, there are some that actually end up to becoming happily ever after stories. And he gave example, you know, Barack Obama, the ex-president of the United States. I mean, our own president, the former president, John Dramani Mahama with his wife, Lodina. It all started in Ghana School, both teachers, and then eventually. And a whole lot more, actually, on that similar tangent. But then again, the other side of the wall is actually not looking pretty at all. Let me cross to my colleague, Miley, to find out from her about office romance. You've worked in various offices.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that thing?
Yeah.
Really? I hope he's not here. Cause
no.
People will go into trouble.
No, no, no. It's where I used to do my internship. Yeah.
But before you continue, have you noticed that mostly it's the women that get the proposal?
They get
approached the most.
Ah, well, the power dynamics comes
to play here.
Because at the end of the day, like I said, if you have the CEO, you know, talking to the NSS personnel or the intern in her case, I mean, chances are, a lot of the time, if it's a good organization and you want to be retained,
right,
some would say, okay, I can't say no to him.
Mm.
Okay. Right. Yes. Or even when you are, you know, very much employed in the organization, you don't want to risk your chances of climbing up the ladder.
Right.
And make enemies of people,
especially
in powerful places.
Especially if you're a woman.
Exactly. So the power dynamics is
comes
a thing.
To play here.
So a lot of the time, I mean, you have the lady or the one in lesser position of power walking on eggshells around this.
Right. Okay. Miley, you were saying.
So from my experience, it was where I used to do my internship.
Mm.
Yeah, they paired us to work on a story that I think it was a breaking story or something at that time.
Okay.
So I had to book one of the MPs for he's well known. So I had to book him for an interview for that evening's news.
Mm.
So I went to, we have a small booth where we book the interviews and record other
at the office.
Things. Yes, inside the office.
Right.
But it has its own door. You can't hear what's going on outside. You can't hear what's going on inside.
Yeah, whatever happens here stays here.
So I was there making the call and then he just came in and he was like, "You're a nice girl."
Wow.
Oh, you are.
Well,
I was like, "Oh, thank you. Do you have a boyfriend?"
A state's person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, "Do you have a boyfriend?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Okay." And then he went out. So during lunch, he was like, "I should come with him. Oh, he should take me for lunch and all that." I was like, "Okay, me too. I like food." So I went. He took me to this night. It was a restaurant, like those high-end restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Went to get some food, came back. We were working. I had to book another interview. And then he came to corner me there again and tried to kiss me.
Why is he cornered you? Like, how? Did he cross you like a car? Like someone cornered you?
No, like, I was making the call.
Okay. He budged on.
And then
on
he came
you.
Inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unannounced.
Unannounced.
Right.
And he came inside. And then he started with massaging my shoulders.
Your shoulders.
And his hands were going down to my business. I was like, "Oh, stop." I turned like this and then just.
That was it.
Like, no. No, 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 no. So that was it. So luckily it was to the end of my internship. And so that was it.
Did you happen to report the incident?
No, I couldn't because the person I'd report to was also making advances.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Your ladder is filled with a lot of dirt on it. So you cannot. You're stuck in the middle.
So I couldn't. So,
wow.
And speaking of that person, I think recently he called me and was like, we were talking. I was like, "Sorry, who is this?" I was like, "You don't know who you're talking to." I was like, "No, I don't know who you're talking to." And he got bored and he hung up. I was like, "If you finally know who you're talking to, give me a call so that we meet." And he hung up.
Why is the person feeling that sense of entitlement?
It's power. What, I mean, it's just the feeling
you
that
be power.
I'm up there and I can do whatever I want.
Beat Achilles,
so,
then we know that you
I
are.
Mean, recently we have the concept of work husband, work wife and all that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Recently, where's that even emanating from?
That was the downside.
So much of our time at work.
At the office.
Exactly. So, I mean, most people leave home, see, around, 6 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 9 to 5 is accident. They leave so early. They spend so much time in traffic. Sometimes they would even go and pick someone or that individual from their home.
Mm.
So they spend so much time in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They get to, you know, the place of work. They spend so much time in that space.
Mm-hmm.
If they are on a project together, they are still spending so much time. When everybody leaves office,
and
they are still together.
Sometimes when they go out for lunch, what do you want me to get you? Oh, I'm getting
and
you this, I'm
getting
you that.
They make all these jokes
I
about...
I got so many free lunches.
Yeah. I mean, you get to enjoy. How
they
can
eat
you know?
A bunch, okay? They probably make all these jokes about their terrible boss behind her back or his back. I mean, I don't know if you see where this is going.
Is there a situation whereby there can be that healthy, you know, relationship between...
That's what I'm saying. It ends in one of two ways.
Mm.
It could either be healthy where we have, you know, the fairy tale ending,
mm-hmm.
or it could be scandalous.
Okay.
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 So the fairy tale ending is the you know, Michelle Obama experience and
yeah,
where he became the president.
Yeah. Okay, we're still here on the conversation. Bad romance is what we're talking about on the Africa Daily Show Discussion Zone today. And if you're streaming us live on AfricaGlobalRadio.com, thank you very much. We still have got some clips right here. I'm going to be playing that in a bit. Stay.
Yeah, so my opinion when it comes to office romance, I don't believe it's the right thing to do because, for example, if you are working in a client-facing organization, maybe like a bank, and it happens that a guy or the lady is like a customer service, you know, you get to meet clients every day, different types of men, different types of women. And imagine you're working in the same office with your boyfriend or your husband or whoever. And you are talking to different women or different men. You have to be nice. You know how the banking sector is. You have to be nice. You have to be, you know, smiling to them every day. It's not everybody that can handle, you know, seeing that. Seeing my girlfriend talking to maybe like a known rich man who is always coming to the bank and he's also smiling at her. It makes your productivity go down. So I don't think it's something that it should be condoned. Yeah, there's a few people doing it that is working for them, but personally, I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Office romance. Interesting topic. Only if I was in an office, maybe I could speak to it. But I'm currently not in any office. So my opinion might be, let's say, outdated. Okay, so right now, dating a work colleague, me pan dia, I don't advise it. But if you are dating the person and you are also dating another person, or the person is just a work husband or a work wife, work girlfriend, and you have serious at the side, that one there, no problem. But to seriously date someone at your workplace, it is hard. Conflict of interest will come by all means, especially if one of you is in a bigger position or there is a position mismatch. But all in all, it's harmless. It's not that bad if people are mature about it and they can be professional about whatever they are doing at the workplace. That one, there is no problem. But most of the time, it is you ladies that cause problem, because a nigger man will work and have a girlfriend at work and will not have problem. But the problem always starts when you these ladies start demanding things, and if the person, the guy, is also sort of in position or maybe has position, then people will be pressuring them to do things. Nigga man,
what's up?
Never pressure a lady to do something.
Okay, unfortunately, we cannot.
You're tuned into Africa Global Radio. Keep it locked.
Yeah, I don't think he knows where the clip is going with the N word and the N word. Well, sorry, brother, but then we'll get your points in the place of position, in the place of power. That is very, very well clearly mentioned in the clip. So you'd realize that there is that. So in the position of power, so it could be the other way around as well.
What do you mean?
Where mostly, I mean, in her case, the those in that places of power are the men. It could be the other way around as well.
Yeah. No, usually when we talk about the place of power, the power dynamics at play, someone thinks, or mostly people just assume it's a man. Of course, there are times women that are in places of power exhibit these predatory behaviors where they proposition younger men.
Right.
Okay, they just, you know, chase after them, and then once you say no or, you know, rebuff the advances, and then they start giving you a tough time at work. I mean, there's a reason, there's a saying that you don't poop where you eat.
Yeah.
So yes. Or don't mix business with pleasure. Because these are two very bad combinations. Like I said, you don't want, I mean, have you ever seen love gone bad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, have you?
So exactly.
You seem to be in every category.
So I mean, the person causing you so much trouble.
Yeah.
You know, when you know, sometimes your work, it's I mean, your place of work, it's your, you know, your sanctuary. That's why some people, no matter the issue they have at home, with their partners.
Yeah.
Once they leave home and they go to work, is a time they get to work away from
and
all of the noise
and
everything.
Free their mind from
yes,
the whole.
Yes, they get to have some sense of clarity. Mm. When they come home, they're able to better deal with whatever misunderstanding they have with their partners.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. The person causing you that headache is at the office.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So, you are speaking to the person off hours. They are causing you so much trouble. Then you come, the first face you see...
It's them.
It's them.
Mm.
You are even supposed to be on your project
with them.
So good luck trying to navigate some of these things.
Mm.
So, like I said, and a lot of companies, some even have silent policies. Some don't even bother. Because at the end of the day, people will just do what they're going to do. So,
yeah.
And look, it will surprise you to know, it goes up to the top of most organizations.
Mm.
It happens. Because like I said, in one of the schools I served it at, I mean, it was something that, it was an open secret.
Mm. It was an open secret. So you get, to, even the students could get to know that this person is dating that person.
Oh, they know.
Wow.
And you see, most people can even tell. That's the thing.
Well, I remember my JHS.
When you start to spend long hours, when you start to, you know, isolate yourself, all these are body markers that people are like, hey, what's going on between you two? Or you tell a joke and it's just the two of you that laugh. Mm. I don't even get it. Sometimes these little things just give it away.
Give you guys away, yeah.
Okay? And before you know it, you start getting called names or these cute names.
Mm.
And some office colleagues would actually even be like, hey, what's going on? And start pushing you towards that direction. And before you know it,
you're actually there.
You are even actually entertaining the thought. When maybe you are just passing a harmless comment or joke.
Mm.
So it's just part of human interaction because at the end of the day, sociologists will tell you that we are social beings.
Mm.
Human beings do well when they interact.
With each other.
When we form a sense of community.
Mm.
And you never have a handle on these things and how they go.
Right.
And so because of that, a lot of companies try as much as possible to try to handle it. But how do they handle it? Now, here's the issue here. Most people handle, or most companies handle it how you handle an addiction.
Wow.
You can't treat it. You can only what? Manage
minimize
it.
Minimize it. Mm.
You can't completely say, hey, don't date anybody. That's not possible.
Mm.
I'm sorry. Or don't fraternize. They are going to fraternize.
Right.
Teachers fraternize. Students fraternize.
Yeah.
Company bosses fraternize. Mm.
So staff, let's also get in. Everybody, let's get in motion.
Yes. People will flirt and do whatever.
Mm.
But the thing is, that's what I'm saying. You can't completely say, don't do it. Sometimes people don't even realize they are doing it.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's just part of our primal instinct. So, but how then do you manage it?
Mm.
That is where a lot of the time you have companies put out some of these not so restrictive rules, just to give room for some of these things because they know at the end of the day, it happens. But how do they manage it? Then they'll tell you that, okay, once you find yourself in such a position, simply come to HR and declare that.
Okay.
Yes. So in this case, you are not, you know, running under the cover of darkness. You are not standing in an alley somewhere. Okay.
So you don't even get caught in under the shadow of that said person.
Yes.
To get favors.
Yes. You are not sleeping together and pretending you are not when clearly you are.
We know.
That sort of
so
thing.
So office, we know.
Exactly.
Right.
Because usually your body language just gives it away.
Mm.
So the HR is telling you, okay, maybe the company policy is, okay, you know what?
Mm.
Once you guys have crossed the borders of professionalism into, personal space.
Yeah.
Then come, let's have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay. And in other institutions where the hierarchy is very important, talk about the police service, the military, all of these things.
Yeah.
Where, you know, once again, I talked about the power dynamics.
Yeah.
Now, if you are the PA, your boss, you and your boss, just basically like that, you are his PA or you are her PA. It's very difficult. Or you and the secretary.
I mean, is that on... Something that's not...
Exactly. It's just immediate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, someone can stand somewhere and impugn harassment.
Mm.
And maybe say you were bullied into it.
Okay.
When it might just be consensual, actually.
Mm, mm.
So, what normally they do is, most companies would say that if there's a direct relationship where you would have to work with the person, superior boss, immediate subordinate and superior, then one would probably just move out of the... You know, that department or
the units
to a different unit, a separate unit entirely.
Right.
I don't know. That way, even when there's something happening in this department, you're
the other
aware.
The other
I don't
one
know
is
if
not aware.
Get me.
Yeah.
So everyone is, you can, whatever you do outside the company, that's up to you. But once you are in the office space, you are not pretending to be having coffee and then rubbing shoulders and giving each other loving glances and all that.
Mm-hmm.
you are concentrated on work and then, you know, running someone's business to the ground.
Right. So, because at the end of the day, the business
exactly,
is also
these
at stake
have
here.
Have a way of, you know, eating into company time.
Right.
And so, like I said, it's not something we completely have a handle on, but it's something we can manage.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we are sexual human beings.
Mm.
It's very important to, you know, continuing life, procreation. Mm. And how does it start? It's through some of these things.
Mm.
Okay. That's how you interact. Hardly, it's not everyone that meets a stranger on the street and say, hey, hi, and, you know, strikes up a conversation.
Yeah, it doesn't even work that way. Unless exactly. You're familiar with
time,
that person.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there needs to be some familiarity. There needs to be some sort of
bond,
a connection somewhere.
Mm.
So it could be through even a mutual friend. Some people meet that way.
Yeah.
Oh, Barry, I think you and this lady will be good for each other.
Mm.
And then it happens.
Right.
So it happens, but when we talk about the office setting, that is where it happens much more. It's more than likely to happen. Mm. Someone you probably walking on the streets will not even look at twice. Now you are seated in the same space working with them.
Now you want to take
all of
a second
sudden,
look. Yeah.
You find them attractive.
Attractive. True. Yeah, very true. It's obvious, it's very true.
Yes.
I don't, but.
So, and someone looking on the outside would look at you and say, Barry, this is not your type. Like, I know you.
Eh. I don't know what I'm seeing. The question, that said Barry, not me, by the way. That said Barry, is like, you don't know what I see, eh, guy?
Tell it.
So it's allow me continue. Oh, boy. It's the Africa Daily Show. Such an, I mean, insightful conversation. Interesting going on right here. You should be involved in this one. +233 207 064 680. Is our WhatsApp number. You can also share your thoughts with us on Facebook, Africa Global Radio. On Twitter, it is AF Global Radio. So it is on Instagram. And of course, get us on LinkedIn. Yeah, you could never imagine. You cannot be that person's mind and get to know. Oh boy, you don't see what thing I see. Keep quiet.
What you see?
Now you need to talk. Now me to talk. Oh boy, guy. Yeah. So you'd be amazed by the kind of people we tend to, you know, move with, interact with on a daily basis, only because we get to see each other every now and then.
So. So that's you know, the mere exposure effects psychologists term it. Okay. Because repeatedly when you are exposed to someone, you start to develop an attraction for them.
For them.
So, because I mean, maybe walking on the street, you didn't get to observe them closely. You look at him and like, wow, you have nice eyebrows.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Oh, you have nice shoulders.
Okay.
Then before
you have a dimple. I didn't know before. All right, we have some clips here. Let's listen and we'll be back.
Petty issue that happens at the workplace that maybe your colleague, or let's say they assume the supposed person you are dating, might get jealous or might not be in agreement, that will go against the work you are doing, which is conflict of interest might come in. Yeah, when we're talking of conflict of interest, let's say doing something to your own liking, like your own interest, yeah, your selfish ambitions. So I think if you are to work, let's say we have a date, we are to go on a lunch or we are to go for a dinner at 7 p.m. And then we are working, we are both in the same office and we are working, and then it's 6:30. Let's say it's 6 o'clock, it's 6:30. You know, you would be in a haste to close. You would like to close. Even you wouldn't finish working, you would close because you have a date with your, you see. And then it's not really healthy. It doesn't make a business productive. It doesn't help in productivity.
Well, for me, it's a no-no, because when it comes to work, I would want to give in my all. That's time and energy. And I wouldn't want any distraction. So, no, I can't date my colleague.
Dating a colleague in the same office is no good. I won't go for that. Anytime your relationship status is out there, when you are happy in the relationship, everyone knows. When you are quarreling, when you have problems in the relationship, everyone knows. And this even affects productivity. So I won't go for that.
When it comes to office harassment or office romance or office abuse, I think there are companies that actually have that role embedded in their employees. But being humans, people will still go contrary to it. There are lots of these situations that have happened that girls are really either scared to voice out or anything. So yeah, it's not something that is new. It's not new. People are doing it. especially during the NSS, there was this statement I heard in my former firm that NSS girls normal banner. Yeah, real musan. Yes, it happens. If you fall victim, you are finished. And if you try to play hard, you will be hated over there. That was my story. I would rather be hated than be used. That's the thing. So, office romances, it exists. It's not a new something, but yes, I think it's really bad. And whatever that is going on between people having those things, I think they should voice out. It's about time. We are tired. We are tired. It's not our fault we came out, girls. We are tired.
If you are beating the police at work, I don't have much of a positive, a negative statement about that. If the love is mutual and you find happiness in the arms of each other, then you are good to go. But it's just that at the end of the day, when there is conflict or disagreements between each other, it affects both of you negatively, in the sense that when you and your colleague are beaten, there is a romantic relationship between you, and you fight the previous night and you come to work. One cannot look at the other, you see. And in fact, when you work in the same room or something like one office, this one can ask this one, give me the file. This one can do. So it causes some tension during work, like some weird tension, and it delays production.
Vic, for me, office romance in there, I don't think it's a good thing. I didn't tell me because I don't think it's a good thing is because dating a colleague in the office can always affect you. Some people may say, if I get to the office, work is work. No, if you see somebody you love in the office, sometimes you get confused. Especially if the person is a lady, and maybe sometimes the person wears something sexy and attractive because you love the person and you have something doing with her. The moment you set your eyes on her, Obem say, na I say, or said you see in some way, but or no, and yes, be or no, said you see, but because of what is between the two of you, that time no, you get attracted to her, and getting attracted to her may bring a lot of things. It will affect the work you are doing, no matter whoever you are, it may affect you, human, because. You get confused.
I don't think it's advisable for you to be doing office romance, like dating a work colleague. It brings a lot of challenges and a lot of misfortunes. Yeah, so I think it's a bad idea to do that. We don't mix work with feelings.
Hi there, this is Mike's Quest. And you're listening to Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Yo, my name is Black Cross, and of course, this is Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
All right, still the Africa Daily Show. We're having our discussion here, and it's all about office romance. And you heard the clips of the cross-section of the general public and what they had to say. The last one said misfortune. I don't know how spiritual that can be, but an interesting submission right there. But, I mean, you listen to it. What can you make out of some of the submissions?
There's something interesting I've noticed, and that is running through,
right,
you know, the voices that we got. And it's interesting how much people think they have control over these things. Mm. I mean, when you are left to your own devices and you are left saying and you are asked, oh, is this something we would like? Well, no.
No.
Because
you never know until you're in deep waters.
I mean, let's just say you go for an interview and you are asked this very question. Mm. You're like, no, you are sounding all professional. No, no,
I'm not. To affect my work,
exactly. So it's interesting how much people think they have control.
Very optimistic,
over these things,
yeah.
Until they actually meet somebody they like,
mm-hmm,
at the office.
Yeah.
Now remember, How many times has a lady told you that she's not ready for a relationship? Then 2 weeks later, she sees someone. Because initially it wasn't you. She doesn't like you.
Yeah, yeah. You don't qualify. You don't fit.
That's the bitter truth. Because at the end of the day, uh-huh. no matter how a person says they are not ready for a relationship,
mm-hmm.
once the person they actually like shows up,
they will be ready.
Forget all of that.
It's all shenanigan.
They will be ready.
Fine.
So you could say, I don't know, it's not professional, and speak all the nice English.
Yes.
But trust me, when you actually meet a guy or this lady
that you really admire,
that embodies everything you've imagined in a partner.
Okay.
And that's the thing. I mean, especially when you're someone that hardly socializes.
Yeah.
You're an introvert. Mm. For some of us, I mean, I'm an introvert with an extroverted skill set.
My guy, please. Behave yourself.
How is that a thing?
No. No, there are times you just don't want to talk. You just want to, like, you're an introvert. But at the end of the day,
Behave yourself. Introvert with what? Extroverted skills.
I'm an introvert with an extroverted skill set.
Oh, boy. So, I don't give us. No, bitch. Oh, boy. No, but interesting, yeah? Okay, continue.
Yes, so, like, I mean, I could go days and not want to talk to anybody.
Right.
I just want to be
Yeah, I mean, yeah, family. I think I find myself in similar spaces sometimes. Yeah.
And most of the time, I just want to be quiet. That's me being an introvert.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I have a skill set that demands I be an extrovert.
Right.
I have to talk.
When you see your match.
I have to talk. I'm only saying, like, I'm just... You know. So, in the instance where you meet people out there, a lot of the time, like I'm saying, you're an introvert. You are not really into talking.
Until you meet that one person.
Exactly.
You
meet someone, maybe you've... I mean, everyone has an idea of what they are looking out for.
True that.
Yes. Mm. I mean, you can look at Cyber and he doesn't particularly check the boxes for you.
Mm.
Then you look at James and he's like, voila.
Okay.
I mean, I've met the one.
Yeah. No, but Cyber, no pun intended. There are times they could check just to, you know, give you that hope it will happen. Eh?
I mean,
maybe it's happening. I don't know.
Human beings are wired like that.
True that. Okay? Yeah.
We all know what we are looking for.
Mm.
Someone, it could just be his eyebrows that is doing it for her.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, Cyber's eyebrows.
For someone, it could just be the way James walks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get it. Mm. So, exactly. So, here's the thing. You didn't accept the job offer simply because you're going there to find a lover. It's not date rush.
Yeah.
You are not going
Unfortunately.
In there. But it just happened.
Mm.
So, a lot of the time, when people are asked in a formal setting, would you date someone? Well, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Let us put that to the test.
Okay. And, I mean, obviously. Let me take final words from Miley.
Well, I have to say, I'm not against
it. But would you?
Am I for it?
Uh-huh.
I'm not against it because anything can happen. And I'm not for it because it can affect...
You have an open door policy.
Yes. Mm. It can affect your productivity, your work productivity and all that.
Mm.
So, and your work relationship too. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever way you decide to go, just tread with caution.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, whichever way you decide to go, just trade with caution, as Miley has put it. All right, I think that's all we will be having for the discussion zone for today. I think we could have actually had more of the conversation. Hafiz, want to wrap up? Want to say final words? And maybe a few advice on that. Just one or two.
Three advice
real
words.
Quick. Or you also find
it's your life.
Oh, boy. Yeah. A few words, maybe.
Have I done that before? I'm not sure, but... For me, just do you. But understand the organization you are working in.
Uh-huh.
Because for most organizations, some actually do have a policy on that. So before you get yourself into trouble,
mm-hmm.
you know your limits. Yes. And in an instance where you are actually, you know, there's a certain power dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you need to handle issues very cautiously.
Mm.
Because you don't want the instance where you are accused of harassing someone. Because in certain instances or institutions, just sending, what do you call it? A wink as an emoji to someone and it could constitute harassment.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So you have to be careful. That's why most of our African brothers, excuse me to say, go out there and they find themselves in a lot of trouble because out there is far more stricter than you could ever think.
Mm.
Here you'd find someone wanting to talk to a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, then she ignores you, and then you go ahead to grab her.
Yeah, pull her.
Or pull her. I'm talking to you. What's up? I don't even get me. You're harassing her. Yeah, you tell someone you're harassing. No, my friend, what do you mean I'm harassing? I want to talk to her.
Behave yourself. You're Africa. You
exactly.
Someone even go ahead to insult the lady.
Yeah.
Yes, but you go out there and you as much as shout at a lady and she turns around and calls the police on you.
Go try that thing for there. Now, there you go. Here,
there's this Savinus case I caught, I think. He arrived in UK like 24 hours earlier.
Okay.
Trying to talk to a lady. And the lady said, I'll call the police. I don't know. Yes. I came yesterday.
Oh, why no one go out? Try out now. House you go go. All right. Thank you very much, guys. It's been an interesting, very fruitful, very insightful conversation. We hope to have more of these conversations right here. And I mean, where we get more engagement and get people also involved in the matters as well. So thank you very much for joining us. And until you hear from us next Thursday as we bring you another interesting, mind-blowing contents on the Africa Lady Show. We say goodbye. Thank you to my colleagues, Hafiz, Miley, Emmanuel, James, Mickey, Victor, Cyber, Nancy, Elsie, Nancy Clark. That's one person, by the way. I'm not mentioning three people. And to all of our listeners, thank you very much. Keep following our Facebook pages. I mean, Facebook page, Africa Global Radio, on Twitter, Instagram, it is AF Global Radio. Surf our LinkedIn page as well, Africa Global Radio. And YouTube page is there for you to go get more, view more videos, more of our contents right there.
Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.